It's the Sleep Well, Stay Well podcast. Here we go. With Malia Jacobson as your host.
Hello and welcome to Sleep Well, Stay Well. I'm your host, sleep and health journalist, Malia Jacobson. Thank you so much for being here with me. I have a great episode for you today, so I'm going to get right to it. I have been bringing you experts from different specialties. Last week, we had an energy healer, which was a first for the podcast. This week, I have an expert from the space of digital relaxation, an app developer. Astor J. Hiley is the head of wellness and content producer for Relax Melodies, an app with 50 million downloads on the App Store. It's the most positively reviewed app in the history of the Apple Store, according to Business Insider. Astor has written, produced, and lent her voice to much of the app's most popular guided meditations and stories. She draws from her background in creative writing and journalism, as well as her meditation and hypnosis training. Her journey to wellness began with exploring hypnosis as a natural pain management for childbirth, which is something that we have in common. I'm very much looking forward to sharing this conversation with you. She has some great insights about how the pandemic has affected our sleep habits and how people can use apps like Relax Melodies to bring relaxation into their homes, their bedrooms, or wherever they may be. Let's get to it. Hello, Astor. Thank you so much for joining me.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Welcome. So you are the first app developer and producer that I've had on the podcast. I'm very excited. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about your background and what led you to create this amazingly popular app?
Well, first and foremost, I didn't create the app, but I do produce the content that's within the app. And what led me to that is basically my background is in journalism and creative writing. And when I had my first childbirth experience, I realized I couldn't have pain medication. And so I soon realized that if I wanted to have more children, I had to look into other methods. And that's when I came across hypnosis. And that really opened me up to a whole world in studying various states of mind. And when I say studying, it's really liberal in the terms of studying religions and guided meditations and mindfulness meditation as well. So today, that's what led me to producing much of the content that's in Relax Melodies.
Wonderful. Thank you. And a term that's been coming up lately is coronasomnia, or kind of the impact the pandemic has had on everybody's sleep. And as a content producer for a relaxation app, you're kind of right at that intersection of where people are using apps to help them relax, help them relieve some of this anxiety, and you're getting a lot of real-time data on the way that people are using technology to help them sleep during this wild year that we've been experiencing. So I was interested in talking to you because you guys have just finished up kind of a research project and uncovered some of those findings. So can you first talk a little bit about what Relax Melodies was hoping to uncover looking into the pandemic's impact on people's sleep?
Sure. So March 11th, 2021 marked 1 year since COVID-19 was declared a global pandemic by the World Health Organization. And we wanted to know how living through 1 year of coronavirus has affected people's sleep, their anxiety levels, their moods and their habits. And since we have 3 million plus monthly active users who essentially come to Relax Melodies to relax and sleep better, we wanted to go straight to the source and hear directly from them. So in doing so, we're also hoping that we could gain a better understanding of the impact of the pandemic on their lives and come up with new solutions and ways to help our users more effectively. So for example, creating and producing guided meditation focused on pandemic-related anxiety, as well as more overall relaxation content to help mitigate the stress.
Right. And can you talk about how you gathered this data and what your methodologies were for this research project?
Yeah, so we put together a survey for our users to respond directly through the app between January 23rd and February 11, 2021. And in this 20-day period, we received over 1,100 responses from people all over the world. And we asked people about their experiences before the pandemic compared to now, so that we could track the positive and the negative changes. And after that, our data scientists combined the survey data with our app usage data. And with our millions of users to track changes in the app and content listening trends over the past year. And for instance, we noticed that app usage increased with lockdowns. So, you know, we noticed a spike in March of 2020 during the first lockdown, and again around September, October 2020 for the second lockdown. And then afterwards, our survey was reviewed for approval by a clinical psychologist, professor, and sleep expert.
Thank you. So talk about what you found in terms of impact on sleep over the past year. And we will have the great infographic that your team has created with these findings that really helps illustrate it. So listeners, don't worry if it just sounds like a lot of numbers. The Relax Melodies team has created a wonderful infographic that illustrates it. I'll have that on my social media. We'll post that in the show notes. But Aster, can you talk about that now?
Yeah, sure. So this survey uncovered a few key points. We found that 83% of respondents felt the pandemic had negatively impacted their sleep. People are taking 17 minutes longer to fall asleep on average compared to before the pandemic. And they've also lost an hour of sleep per night just in the past year. So meaning if you were sleeping between 6 to 8 hours a night, you're now sleeping 5 to 7 hours a night. And the percentage of people who say they tend to have poor to very poor sleep has actually risen by 500% this past year. And these findings are actually in line with what scientists have been saying, that many people have developed sleep difficulties that they didn't have prior to the pandemic.
Right. And did your team, and yes, that definitely aligns with what I've been hearing from talking to so many sleep specialists for the podcast and for my journalism work just over the past year. People are definitely sleeping less, experiencing more anxiety. And it's kind of counterintuitive, because I think when lockdown first started, everyone was sort of thinking, oh, well, we have more time. We're at home now. You know, we don't have to necessarily get up as early. And so there was kind of a thought maybe that people would catch up on sleep. But it seems like that isn't what's happened, at least for many people.
That's right. And I think, and this isn't from the survey, but from my own personal opinion, I think that this is has to do with actually the not knowing. And most of us had never gone through a pandemic or a period like this. So this this doubt also had a huge impact, in my opinion, on sleep.
Right. The uncertainty and also just the routine disruption. I mean, as much as we like to be flexible and be able to do things at the drop of a hat, our bodies really do crave routine and structure when it comes to sleep, and the disruption to our routines has been a really big factor, I think, for a lot of people. And sleeping later in the morning typically doesn't result in better sleep overall. It actually has the opposite effect, because you can't fall asleep at night, and then you end up staying up later and later. And so all of those things combine, but for sure the routine does. I mean, it's hard enough, I think, keep sticking to a routine when it comes to your health and your habits. You know, it's so hard sticking to any type of routine. It takes a lot of willpower, just under the best of circumstances, not in a pandemic, to make yourself go to bed on time, get up on time, you know, exercise, do what you need to do. So at least for me, from my perspective, that just, all the change that we've had to absorb has been reflected in our routines kind of going to the side.
Absolutely. And, you know, concerning routines, that's for one person, that's for yourself, but then you have to also think of your children's routine or your partner's routine, and all of this routine disruption happening at once is something very difficult to navigate for most of us.
Right. Yep, absolutely. And yeah, we were chatting for a few minutes before I started the recording just about all of the changes to children's schooling. So absolutely staying on top of the routines that everyone has and whomever is kind of responsible for getting people to where they need to get to in the household, in a caretaker role. Yep, you're not only sort of the steward of your own routine, but you're also helping to, as much as you can, kind of put those safeguards around your children's routine so that they at least maintain some sense of stability. So it's a lot. And I think during over the past month, I've had three children transition back into partial in-person schooling, but every one of them has had different schedules and days and routines. And there's been so many changes. And it's just like, there's just so much change going on that there's almost nothing, you know, all you can do is just brace yourself for change. You can't really, you know, things will settle down. It's like, just get through March. Things will settle down.
So that's hopefully we're kind of, sorry.
Yeah. No, go ahead. You have four kids, you said, so you know where I'm coming from.
Absolutely. And that's another thing to manage is their schedules during the daytime when we're homeschooling. And that brings on more stress for us as parents to make sure that they're in their online classes while we have to manage our own meetings and our own work demands and schedules. So it's definitely been a huge disruption. And I think that this disruption just follows us into bedtime.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And so getting back to the survey, was there anything that you found that surprised your team?
Well, it seems that regardless of age or gender, people have all been negatively affected by the pandemic. Before the pandemic, based on our survey, 1 out of 4, 5 people said that they had regular anxiety, and now it's 4 out of 5 people. And the main causes of this being health issues, relationship issues, and loneliness. And of course, as we know, anxiety is a huge detriment to sleep. But what surprised us most is that people are spending a lot less time outdoors. And, you know, for me personally, I take walks daily, and I see lots of people taking walks as well, much more than before. So I wasn't expecting this to come out in the data. But that means that there are lots of people inside that we are not noticing. And not enough time outside also means less natural light, which again impacts our sleep.
Yep, absolutely. I think that was one of the first things I saw after schools closed last spring was that my kids, especially my older daughter, wanted to just kind of roll out of bed and start online school immediately without the natural exposure to sunlight that would come with just walking into her school building in the morning and kind of just the daily being outside, not even being outside intentionally to exercise, but just being outside to walk from point A to point B, walk, you know, get in the car, drive to school, and all of those things that were happening that gave us kind of this natural morning exposure to light. And so we really quickly implemented a daily morning walk just for the purpose of a little bit of movement and a little bit of light to kind of mimic that what you would get walking from the car into school, you know, and they used to walk around the track in the morning with their friends and things like that. Had to get those a little bit of something to replace that, because that morning light is so important. And it is not something I found very quickly that kids especially will do on their own. It has to be a very intentional, okay, everyone get outside.
Yes, absolutely. I mean,
rain or shine.
Yeah, we're quickly in vacation mode, and we have to explain to them that no, we actually have to, this is school and you have to take it seriously. So it's a great idea to start with a morning walk with the kids. I wish I had thought of that when I was in lockdown with my kids, but we did daytime, like after lunch, we'd make sure to go and play outside a bit. But again, these are not easy to manage when you yourself have several meetings and commitments. So it's a juggling game, really.
Oh, yes, it is. Absolutely. So how are you and your team hoping that people will use this information in their daily lives?
You know, we really hope that this information creates awareness and reminds people to reprioritize well-being. I think that in becoming mindful of how we spend our day, as you said, you made a point of, you know, starting with a morning walk, and being mindful of all these steps that we normally have in our daily lives pre-pandemic, if I can say it that way, we can recognize what contributes to our stress and anxiety and sleep issues and start making small changes, like, again, getting some time outside, working out, becoming aware also of our screen time and what we eat and drink. And all these changes take time, but a little at a time every day can really make a big difference. And I also hope that when people see this information, our infographic that we put together, it gives them a sense of comfort to see that they're not alone in how they're feeling right now. I think we've all experienced at least some form of isolation this year. So simply knowing that we're all in this together is important. And while over the long term, we'd love to use this information as a baseline as we follow up to see how things evolve over time and how people are feeling.
Right. Yeah, that is a good point. Looking forward a year from now, will we be able to see if things have gone back to more or less normal, or have we created, are we in a new normal? Is there no going back? That's kind of the question that has been on my mind lately.
Yeah, absolutely. The answer that I would have to that, I mean, would be I try to go a day at a time and a week at a time, and then a month at a time and see how it goes, you know?
Right. Yes. Good advice for anything, for sure. So now I will transition to a set of questions that I'm trying to remember to ask all my guests moving forward. And so this is more about you and less about the app. So what is the best piece of sleep advice that you have ever received?
Well, the best piece of sleep advice I've ever received was to address your stress before anything else. You can have the best diet and the best workout routine, but if you haven't addressed the stressors in your life, your health will be affected and ultimately the quality of your sleep as well. So that's really the stress for me is the baseline of good health and good sleep.
Right. I agree. And sometimes it's just taking 5 minutes to resolve that thing that I've been procrastinating about, you know, because those underlying stressors are really what contribute to anxiety and stress. And sometimes it is as easy as just setting a 5-minute timer on my phone and just, you know, doing the thing that I need to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Or just creating space, you know, to a 1 minute of breathing. And it's literally in 60 seconds, your perspective on the rest of your day has changed because you've created space by breathing deeply for 1 minute. All these little changes, these little actions make a big difference in the end in your stress levels. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there a sleep item or product that you love and can't live without?
Oh, well, I mean, I have to mention Relax Melodies.
Of course, yes. But,
I use Relax Melodies entirely for my kids. I have 4 boys, you know, between the ages of 5 and 12. And every night I play a bedtime story for them. So I have this speaker that they can hear the story from their bedrooms. And no matter how much discord over the choice of the bedtime story, it doesn't matter. Within 6 minutes, everyone is asleep. So I cannot live without that. And other than that, for myself, I have an oil diffuser in my bedroom that I use daily. And every morning I put some grapefruit oil and I let that burn. I just keep on putting some grapefruit oil until the afternoon. And then I transition to lavender oil until bedtime. And it fills the bedroom with these calming scents. And so my bedroom is always sleep ready and it really helps me.
Oh yeah. I can imagine that. I'll look up grapefruit oil. We have a few essential oil diffusers around the house and we do love lavender. And then I kind of am stuck on what else to put in it because a lot of the blends are too perfumey for me. And so I'll look into grapefruit. That sounds good.
Yeah, it's really fresh. It's energizing in the morning, but it's not overpowering. So it's a great, and it blends in well with the lavender when you start adding the lavender in the afternoon. Definitely recommend that.
Right. Thank you. And what's one thing listeners can do today to improve their sleep?
I would say that the one thing they can do to improve their sleep, and this goes for any good habit you want to integrate in your life, is to be first intentional about wanting to improve your sleep. It sounds silly, but you have to stop making sleep an afterthought that comes at 10 or 11 p.m. when you realize that it's bedtime and you're stressed and you won't be able to sleep. And you have to start making it a priority. And when we start shaping our whole day around the idea of rest as something of value, I think that things fall into place. We start making different choices because, I mean, in my opinion, a good night's sleep doesn't begin at bedtime. It actually starts at the beginning of the day. It's all in the way your day unfolds.
Right. Thank you so much. Yes, I could not agree more. And where can people learn more about you and your work?
Well, you can find my work primarily in the Relax Melodies app. I voice and write most of our hypnosis, yoga nidra, and guided meditations, as well as some stories like Starship 28. And I create and produce all of our bedtime stories that are voiced by several talented voice actors. And I'm also planning a series of wellness articles in the coming months. So you can stay tuned for that if you want and check my Instagram for updates.
Right. Thank you. Yeah. And Relax Melodies has a great Instagram feed as well. I've been enjoying poking through that and all of the very cozy bedroomscapes and neat quotes and all of that. It's a beautiful feed. And I recommend following you as well. I will have those links in the show notes. And as I mentioned, I will post some of that data so that people can kind of see a visual representation of what we've been talking about. But thank you so much for joining me and for sharing time with me and talking about this great research that you're doing and some of your experiences over the past year.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, thanks so much. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's the Sleep Well, Stay Well podcast, now you know. Thanks for checking out the show.